I was hearing from Rome, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Thursday night current events broadcast with your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and myself, the general and co-host of your show, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Again, welcome everybody. For those of you new just tuning into our show, we can be reached on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join link, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. If you get in and feel that you cannot participate or don't want to, you may leave. No hard feelings. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over to YouTube, check us out, hit that subscribe button for us. We have a website. Type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. And on our site, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds that we bring in from sales from our stores and any donation goes back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. That's 100%. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% and only give back 10% to the group. We're also on MeWe. Click on organizations, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show, which I hope everybody calls in or at least comes on to our blog talk chat radio here in our chat room, which is also live. But to call in, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. We would really love to hear from everybody around the country. Let us know what their thoughts and their opinions on what's going on right now in our country. I know we're not, none of us here in the staff room are happy with what's going on. That's for damn sure. But either way, you can remain anonymous and call in, or again, log into our chat room here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I'd like to welcome in your one of your hosts, our Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers. Evening, brother.
Evening, brother. Another rainy,
how you doing, man?
Stormy day.
I bet.
So if you hear my windshield wipers, man, that's why.
I hear that.
Morning must be talking behind the scenes, huh?
No, she's hiding. She doesn't have her phone with her, but she's sitting right here.
She's hiding, all right. That's because you had to take her to the vet, so she's still under the drugs that they give her.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
It's been an adventure. That's all I'll say.
I bet. I don't know how you deal with it. I do have some news for everybody. Once everybody gets on a little bit, once we get started, I wanted to let everybody know, especially here in America. Right now, you need to start buying water, bottled water, as much food as you can get, toilet paper, paper towels, everything you can get your hands on, and stock up. Come on, dude. Really? Is anybody else on?
Hello.
Yeah, our major pain in the ass is on.
Well, she don't count, though.
Hey! Don't make me come down to your lovely state and kick your ass.
Whatever. You could reach that high.
Whatever. I'm in the variety. As in karate, I mean like the Duncan boxer.
Like I said, you can't reach that high.
Not without a stepping stool.
Right. You got to think, I'm 6 foot tall. You can't reach that high.
That don't scare me.
The reason why I'm saying everybody needs to stock up on non-perishable foods, there is my neighbor works for Union Pacific Railroad. There's only 3% of the entire railroad that is vaccinated. Most of the people that work for them are veterans. They are forcing everybody by December 1st to be vaccinated or lose their jobs.
Well, hopefully they'll be smart enough like everybody else and not get it.
Let me finish. I don't know if you heard about, what is it, the United Airlines, about the pilots and everything walking off. That's the reason there was cancellations and all that stuff on flights, because they were trying to force them to get vaccinated, and they said the hell with it, and they walked off the job. Union engineers are getting ready to do the same thing. If the railroad shuts down here in America, you will not have anything The railroad plays a major, major part in all goods all across America. I'm letting you know right now, be prepared. They are trying to force these vaccines down everybody's throat. If you refuse to get it, you will be fired. They're doing their damnedest to make the unvaccinated enemies. Make us look like we're the bad guys. So just be prepared.
Yeah,
what is that noise? Whose cuckoo clock is going off?
Shoot that damn cuckoo. Sorry, Lorna. I mean, not you. We're not going to shoot you yet.
Put me out of
here. We know you're going to bury her alive.
at her property.
Which driver do I go with?
It wouldn't take that much to think that's small of a hole, though, Bobby.
No, it won't.
That's only a snack for one hog.
I'm going that night.
Yep. Don't even need a hog.
Right. The other news is about going back to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Oh, you little asshole.
Apparently they gave away his laptop and nothing is going to happen to him.
Well, you got him for a while.
I don't really know what's going on because I haven't been watching the news. I haven't been on any social media or anything like that. So.
Right.
I don't know what else is going on. I do know that the southern border, we're screwed on that. They're coming in by the thousands every day. I do know that they relieved Border Patrol agents and the National Guard down there, too.
I know the border down by my brothers is not too bad. They're not coming in, but that's a pretty well-traveled border.
Right.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is this?
It's your brother.
My
Duh.
Brother?
Don't you recognize my voice?
Dude, I'm trying to drive in this rain. I just got off work.
What's the matter? Can't you do two things at once?
No, he can't chew gum and walk at the same time.
But these idiot drivers, are you kidding? All right, Bobby, that's enough, asshole. We are in a crisis, people, and I don't know how many times we've got to say stuff, what's going on, about being prepared with plenty of non-perishable foods, water, water purification. We have to be prepared. They are making the non-vaccinated enemies of the United States. Anybody who that is a law-abiding citizen is now becoming a criminal.
Okay, can I add something here?
More than welcome. Go ahead.
There's one thing you guys are forgetting, and that you got to prepare your heart too for Jesus coming.
Amen.
That's very well true. Amen.
Here's the thing, guys. I was already mandated because I work in the education field, being a custodian at a school district here. They mandated me to get the shot or get tested every week. I did not submit. I did not do anything, and I told them I'm not going to. And what I did, and I believe this is all God doing it, is so I was on Facebook and seen some comments on another post about such things, and seen a guy, he had a religious exemption letter. So I started talking to him, and he sent me this letter. I went ahead and copied it, but I put my name in it where his name was in it. I turned it in to the human resources. I turned it in to the immediate principal that I work with, and I actually went to the superintendent and handed it to her personally, and I also wanted to talk to her about it. I didn't know what was going to happen because I was also told that coming Monday I would not have a job. So this has been one of the the closest or the most faith I've put in believing in the Lord taking care of me. So when I sat down with the superintendent, we started talking, and I said, I want you to see this letter. And I said, it said everything that's going on is illegal. Mandates are not laws. But also, on a spiritual side, I will not submit taking these shots because they are infested with stem cell from abortion babies. I will not support it, and I will not take this junk into my body. Plus other things that I've learned on the way about all this poison that they're putting in and killing your white cells, which later on will also deteriorate your body from being able to
fight off
other infections, correct. So anyway, she said, so anyway, I had the opportunity to talk to her. I sat down. She started telling me all the problems and pressures she had, and I said, stop. I said, wait a minute. Can I pray with you? And she looked at me real funny, like nobody's done that for her. I sat down and I prayed with her, and I asked God to give her strength and courage, and his will be done, not hers. Well, she said at the end of the conversation, I have to talk to the lawyers. I have to go and see what they say about it. I said, okay. She said, but I will give you an answer by the end of this week. And that was on a Tuesday that I gave it to her and talked to her. And by Friday, she said she would give me an answer, whether it be good or bad. Friday came along, and, of course, she did not call me or anything. The principal came up to me and said, did you get an answer yet? And I said, no. And he said to me, you can come to work on Monday. They accepted that religious exemption. And this is very unusual for Granite City School District to accept stuff like this. So I just want, the point I'm trying to make is, even though all things are becoming chaotic and dangerous and communistic, we can always still rely on the Lord to pull us through the storm. So I just wanted to add that to you. The fight is not over, and the victory is already won. But we have to get our hearts right in order to be intimate with Jesus and to win this fight and be covered. And he will sustain us, and he will get us through this, and he will take us.
I know.
So the thing is, in the Bible it says, do not fear 365 times. That's one for each day of the year. In other words, God's saying, quit fearing everything because he's got control of over all this. Even the bad stuff is gonna be used for his glory. And all this is going on is Scripture being fulfilled. And if you look at it that way, you'll find your peace and your calm in it. And that's all I got to say.
Now, for our listeners, just to let everybody know, we live in Illinois, which is a Democratic state. We're in
very much
southern, so. We are in the southern part of Illinois, which southern Illinois does not have a say-so in anything about elections because of Chicago, which is way up north. We are just as bad as California.
Nah, I don't know now. California's pretty damn bad.
Illinois is too. We haven't come close to California.
St. Paul is getting bad too. My friend that owns a bakery there, they said they're shitting on the sidewalks in St. Paul now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Gavin Newsom
you
just
shut
signed
up,
up.
Tim.
Dude, friggin', I don't feel good. my back is keeping me from sleeping. And I'm just tired. I don't sleep. I'm friggin'. And there's nothing that I can do because the VA says, oh, suck it up, take some Motrin. So.
Hey, Tim.
I got nothing. What?
You remember when we were in the military and how many times you ever go to medical? What was the first thing they tell you?
Drink water
and drive on. Take some aspirin and water. There you go.
Yeah, well, I can't move, so.
Let's all go fishing.
That's what I wish. No, seriously, California, in not next year, or I think it's 2023 or 2024 or whatever, they are banning all gas-powered small engines, weed eaters, push mowers, rider mowers, everything.
Good luck with that, man.
It can only be electric.
That's only if they let them.
And he already passed it.
It don't matter. It's illegal.
I know it's illegal, but that's beside the point. Since when does this Democratic bullshit administration care about legalness? Not at all.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say, Kim. It doesn't matter either. It's illegal, and only the people, if they don't stand up, is going to allow it.
Exactly.
No, I know. Oh, I know. But the thing is, it's not supposed to take effect until 2024, I think. And he did that because he squeaked through the bullshit thing where they wanted to toss him out on his ass, and he cheated his way out of that too. So
of course he did. Now, do you remember that? Do you remember the governor or mayor, whoever it was, over in West Virginia, and he passed that stupid gun laws, and people in throngs went to the Capitol and protested that, and they didn't allow it. And that's
the
only way it's going to work. Yeah.
That was the governor. Yeah, because he's also a dumbass. He's a doctor. I think he's an OBGYN. And he's the jackass who said, you can abort a baby up to the minute of birth. And if, he said,
right.
As a matter of fact, you can give birth and you could kill it.
Yeah, that's how stupid they are.
But see, here's the thing: they got rid of it because people raised such a friggin' holy hell fit about it.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's what's got to happen all over this nation. If people do not rise up, they're going to continue doing stuff like this.
Oh yeah. Oh, and so.
Hey, doesn't that sound familiar, Kim? I think
what?
I play that every week, don't I? People
what?
Need to rise up and stand against this?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man,
I think
you have to
say that every week.
three airlines, American, Delta, and Southwest, and Amtrak, the railroad, they've all started
walking out.
What you call it? Not protesting. Yeah, walking out over the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I posted that on Facebook already.
I mean, that's what, and people are stupid. Well, and the truckers, too. A lot of the truckers are, you know, walking out.
Yeah.
And
I just, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, they think, and people need to use some common sense because everyone's saying, well, this is the left's plan to get everybody out and get all these liberal UN blue target friggin' net jobs to come in America and do all the jobs.
Common sense went out with spankings.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Well, I seen a video on YouTube, and it was a trucker who was parked in in the convoy of trucks that are at the docks in California or San Diego or wherever it was. And it isn't the truckers that are not enough truckers. It's the docks that are not letting them load or unload. You've seen it too, I'm sure, that you've seen all these container ships sitting out in the sea, in the bay, and they're not moving. And these elites, I guarantee it's these elites that are holding this stuff back, and they're doing this on purpose. They want people to walk out on their jobs so that the government can take over. And
well,
I don't think anybody's seeing that.
Who's going to drive?
Yeah.
Who's going to drive these vehicles? Who's going to
They
be
don't
the
care. They. The thing is, they got the money. The elites have the money. They don't have to worry about food or supplies or anything like that. They've been stocking Missouri in the caves. It's like gigantic cities down here. And they've been stocking it just like cities. And it's been going on for years and years and years. These elites don't care about all this. They want people to die, and they want to take power over us.
Okay, so there's 3.5 million truckers in America. 17 million healthcare workers. Now that's nurses, doctors, CNAs, anybody who works in the medical field. Okay, that's 20 million people right there. That's walking. All of the airlines.
Yes.
And everything else. There's not enough freaking people. And you can say, oh, your job is, you know, you're dispensable. I hope to be the one to say this. Do you know what school you got to go to be a pilot or air traffic control or a trucker, a nurse, a doctor? You just can't replace people like that, boom, overnight.
Hey, Kim?
What? Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. Do you know how long it takes to become an engineer to be able to drive a train?
A long time. My uncle was an engineer. Was my dad.
It takes over 5 years to learn how to drive and conduct a train.
That's what my dad did.
Who is an engineer of the railroad, and they are getting ready to walk off the job because they're trying to force them. Here's the thing about walking off the job. We could shut down all of America. There will be no food or freight moving across America.
Right.
And when they bring in the UN, I don't know about you, Kim, but I know me and Bobby, we worked right next to them, and they are a bunch of pussies.
You know what?
They're not trained. They're not trained in tactical warfare.
They're not trained for warfare.
There's 180,000. There's only 97,000 UN troops. Huh?
Will become moving targets.
Yeah.
You've got to think. Why do you think we have never, we've said this before, why do you think America has never been invaded? Because there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
That's right.
But people sit in deer stands for hours on end to kill something. Hello?
We have patience.
I know where you got that from, Chris.
The UN pulls troops from 120 countries, right? And there's only 97,000.
Right.
So you're going to bring all of the UN here, 97,000, against like 13 million veterans and shit like that.
Well, there is. They do have one thing, though. They've got China troops on the Canadian border and down in Mexico waiting to come in.
I know.
If people don't wake up and think about this, Biden is bought and paid for from China and the UK and now Kuwait, Afghanistan. He gave all of our weapons that we used over in them countries. And that's another thing. I don't know about all you veterans, but after doing 4 tours over there, I'm still highly pissed off about that.
Yeah, but do you know,
people?
You know they're not going to use those weapons against us, though, right?
Well,
You know where they're going to use those weapons?
Use them against Israel.
That's right. They're going to use them against Israel. Right now, as I speak, there's oil drilling going on in Megiddo, Jezreel Valley. Do you know the significance of that?
Yeah, it's Armageddon.
No.
Exactly.
Where the Battle of Armageddon takes place.
That's exactly what it is, Kim, and there's oil like crazy. So once they hit that oil, Israel will be independently off everybody's list to get oil from. They'll be independent from everybody. But the thing is, everybody's going to want that oil, and that's how the war is going to start over there. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
We're going to be on the sidelines.
I am home now. I need a shower because I am filthy, and I'm going to take a shower and go to bed.
Yeah, I can smell you from here.
Hey, trust me, I can smell myself, and it's not good. All right, everybody, God bless. And
Minute. Did you get any deer?
I haven't had time. I've been working nonstop.
Oh, okay.
So, God bless everybody.
All right, brother. Have a good night. I guess he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Anyway, Kim, I'm Rob Weathers. I'm Chris's brother.
Oh, okay. I kind of figured you had to be so. I was like, okay, no, it's not Phil. It's not Wayne. I'm like, oh, who is this?
Yeah. I'm his older brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if he told anybody, but I do reenacting. I love history and I get involved in it. And part of getting involved in this reenacting is survival, like they did in the pioneer days, in the pilgrims days, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can take acorn nuts and boil them and get all the tannins out, crush them up, and you'll have flour, you know?
That's cool.
You got grass in your front yard that you could actually take and eat. And if you guys get to know that kind of stuff, you ain't going to have any problems. There's plenty of deer around.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of squirrel, yeah. Plenty of rabbit, you know. I mean, if it comes down to it, it's just like being in the Depression back in the day.
Oh,
my grandpa, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and that's the thing. This generation doesn't want to listen.
No.
You know, people think it could never happen again.
I know,
and
exactly.
History doesn't.
Well, they never had to live through it. That's
see,
the thing.
You know,
they never...
that's why a lot of people don't think a civil war or a revolution will never happen in America again. It's all these other countries. And everyone's gotten so complacent, and they're like, life of luxury. Now, don't get me wrong, you could be homeless, and you're still better off homeless in America than you are in other countries.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
You know, but, I don't know where I got this from, if it was from our messenger. Fauci just said that six-month-old babies need to be vaccinated with a universal flu shot.
Yeah,
good
well,
luck with that one.
I think we're all in agreement what Fauci is.
Yeah. I saw something that they've got paperwork on him to try him for crimes against humanity and all this other bullshit or something. I can't remember what it was. But I saw the paperwork on it. And the thing is, nothing's ever going to happen to these guys.
No, there's not.
Well,
not.
Let me rephrase that. It will. Their time will be coming. Their time is coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's just,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just a matter of when. That's the whole thing. You know?
Well, here's the thing, and I will always refer back to Scripture. Because that's my steadfast, you know, that's where I stand, and I have no worries. And the thing is, all these people doing these dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, they're going to pay for it, you know, either here or there. But the thing is, people have got to realize that it's going to continue because they're not going to stop. So what's the solution? Number one, and I will always emphasize this, get your heart right with the Lord. Repent of your ways and get right with the Lord, because once you're sealed with God's seal, with the blood of Christ, he is always going to take care of you. He will not forsake you. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, I've seen people so many times, they call themselves Christians, but then they go out and they do things that the Lord wouldn't, you know, if the Lord was there, you know, he wouldn't like it.
That's what's happening, is a lot of people are walking away from church, but that's supposed to happen anyway, you know. And that's why there's just so much evil. But the thing is, people are like, well, how come God lets this happen? God doesn't let anything happen. It's man that's doing it. So,
absolutely.
And I tell my mom this, and she panics. I'm like, Mom, trust God. He will get your bills paid. He will get you food, this, that, and the other. And it may not be the way you think, but it's always there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's why when it comes to this virus, scandemic, whatever they want to call it, I got
yep.
it. I recovered. I'm fine. And I
tell absolutely.
Jesus
amen.
Is my vaccine. He's my vaccine.
Right,
I do not need one. And, you know, I'm still not going to – I have medical exemptions for why I can't get it anyway, but
– Right.
Like with some of – like the new job that I'm supposed to start, God only knows when I get my nursing license renewed. They're like, look, you got common sense, don't you? I'm like, well, yeah. He's like, it's your decision if you want to take it or not. You know,
well,
it's
that's
home
good.
Health. It's working with pediatrics.
Okay.
And I'll be sitting with a child 9, 10, 12 hours, however long, whatever shift. But they're on ventilators, feeding pumps. They have
right.
breaks. I mean, everything. I have to wear a mask. I mean,
right. I'll wear a mask. I'll make other people comfortable by wearing a mask. But like I said, I won't submit to a shot, and I won't submit to every week getting tested. It's ridiculous, and it's uncalled for.
Do you know how they – and this is what they need to do. An at-home TB screening test. Have you been exposed to anybody with TB in the last 6 months? No. Do you have an unexplained cough? No. Do you this? Do you have night sweats? Do you have fever? No. Okay. No. There you go. That's how
well,
they
even,
do screening for TB now.
Yeah, even that's kind of illegal because it's going against the HIPAA laws.
Oh, no. Instead of making you get the TB, the test, you know, that little tiny needle, They just do the home screen. Yeah, they don't always.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't do that. But here's the thing. TB is worse than COVID, and they never make a big deal about it. A million people die every single year in America, and they don't have us walking around with, you know, four masks and, you know, and all this other crap and looking like a bunch of retards.
Right. And again, in general, I think everybody agrees here. We know that this COVID is not about health. It's about power and money.
Yeah, it's how we're going to get Agenda 21 started, the New World Order. This is how they bring it in. I saw a video from the Jewish rabbis in Israel, and they said there's a treaty that's been signed. For the next 7 years, there will be a one-world government, one religion, and one money source.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The whole entire world for the next 7 years. So it's like
– Isn't that amazing?
I mean, they even said it's the New World Order. So, I mean, they're pushing it, and this is what they have to do. And what's going to happen, watch, this winter, they've already said there's a new pandemic. It's going to show up as Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS, and Marburg virus, which is Ebola. But here's the thing.
Oh, wow.
People are getting GBS from the vaccine, and they're going to blame it on all the unvaccinated people. And that's how they're going to come in. And round everybody up.
I'll be honest about it. And again, I stand on scripture. I'm excited because it only means Jesus is coming back sooner. You know?
Yep. I don't know about anybody else, but I just get tired. I'm like, oh my, just when? When?
Well, and
when
I do too.
When is it going to be go time?
Believe me, I'm human, okay? Don't ever think I'm perfect because I'm far from perfect. And I get tired too. But in the closed doors, in my closet, I'll go to pray, and God renews my strength. And he'll do it through, number one, reading scripture. Number two, if I'm listening to a sermon on my radio when I wake up to go to work, it'll be the exact thing. I mean, to a T, it'll be the exact thing that I've been thinking about and worrying about. And, or if, you know, so, if God puts a spoken word on your heart, okay, there's three voices that you're going to hear. You're going to hear God's, you're going to hear the devil's, and you're going to hear your own, okay?
Yep.
When you hear the devil's and you follow that, it's going to cause nothing but chaos, depression, pandemonium, everything that the devil stands for to go against God's people. If it's with God, it's gonna be smooth and calm. It might not be calm. I'll take that back. It might not be calm, but he will get you through it. And then there's your own voice. And the thing is, you got to be smart enough and have enough wisdom to discern all three voices.
Oh, yeah. Not you hard. Know? I mean, sometimes it can be hard, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. But all in all, just trust in God.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. But not to change the subject, La Palma Island just had another massive earthquake, 4.5.
Really?
And
oh, wow.
That volcano is still erupting a month later.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen all the houses getting burned up and stuff over there.
Yeah.
It's a shame because a lot of
earthquakes. They had 60 earthquakes overnight.
Oh, I believe
it. The largest one was 4.5. See, that's the weird thing is all of these. Well, that one's not on the Ring of Fire.
Right.
But it's just odd how some of these. I don't want to say dormant because dormant means it's done, but inactive volcanoes are all of a sudden starting to spew, and then. The earthquakes and, I mean,
like I said, scripture being fulfilled in front of our very eyes, and for me, it's exciting. I mean, I don't want to see anybody die or anything like that. That would be morbid, but the exciting part is the spiritual sense of it, you know, because these things have got to happen. That's what the Lord said. These things have got to happen. You got to watch out for these things because then that's when the time comes, and we'll know.
Yep.
And we could be the last generation.
Well, as far as what they said about the Jews going back to Israel in 1948, if you're born on May 14th, 1948, you will be that's the last generation, and it's a matter of from. Then and how long a generation is, and that's why people say between 80 and 100 years, and I believe we're at however far we are. Bad at math right now, my brain hurts.
That's all right.
Just do 80 years from 1948.
We get the idea.
Yeah. So as far as I'm going to go back to another subject we were talking. I know we do this all the time. We bounce back and forth. All those shipping containers that's in the port. Now, I asked somebody because they work, they're in Portland right now, and I'm waiting for them to respond. But I saw a video from on YouTube. I can't think of who it was, but he was talking about all of those containers are not full. A lot of them are empty. And the countries where they came from don't want them back because of COVID.
Right.
Like it's going to stick to them. So how many are empty? How many are full? And they have no place to put the empty containers. That's the whole thing.
I'm thinking the ones on the docks are the ones that are empty already.
Yeah. And
that's,
they're turning
that's all
these
I can
containers
figure out.
Into houses. I wish I could buy some containers. And just,
they're only about $2,000 each, $2,000 to $5,000.
I on Preppers, that show that was on a while ago. Somebody bought containers and made it into a huge square and double stacked them and made that into
a house.
Converted them into a house. But I'm talking 10 each, 10 depth, 10 width, you know. Like 10 all the way, 10 on each side. So that's 40
right.
plus 40 more. And then made it like that. And then They made one. And they had a courtyard, which is where their gardens were at, and their. I mean, they had this whole. I'm like, dude, that's some smart shit right there.
I'm sure in the times coming up that people are going to get real innovative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's just human instinct is to survive, and they're going to do it any way possible, and that includes the riots and the chaos and all that stuff. And, you know, but the people that are going to be even smarter about it are going to go out to the country where they have more room, they can grow their crops. Farmers, those farmers that were in the Depression that were in were not around the Dust Bowl, of course, but farmers like back here, they didn't have any problems. They raised their own meat. They raised chickens, cows, and pigs, and they planted their own crops, and they didn't have any problems.
And see, what gets me is how people complain about capitalism, and they think it's, you know, it's horrible, it's bad, and we need communism. And people that move from Russia, Cuba, you know, all these communist countries to America, they're like, fuck it, we're going to go back. This one chick, she goes, I'm freer in Russia than I am here. And they don't believe them. This generation does not believe that communism is bad. And it's like, because of all of this stimulus money and all of this unemployment and all of this crap, they're like, we don't have to work and we still get paid.
Right.
And they want the government to take care of them.
And not only that, but I know for a fact, being in the school system for over, like, well, I'll be on my 25th, almost 30 years, really. These kids are being taught that that's good. But it's in a subtle way, because it's like I've told everybody, about 20-something years ago, I was sweeping a fifth-grade class. I picked up a piece of paper, and I wanted to read it to find out what they were learning. You know, I was just curious. I picked it up, and it was about Buffalo Bill. Now, how did Buffalo Bill get his name? How did he get the name Buffalo Bill? Anyone?
Oh, I have no idea.
He hunted buffalo.
I'm kind of wondering that.
Okay. And that's how he got his name. But the thing is, on this piece of paper, they say he killed buffalo. And he did kill buffalo, but the thing is that one word change created a whole different paradigm on how they looked at Buffalo Bill. And they made him an enemy instead of a folk hero, like we grew up to think.
And the same thing with Christopher Columbus.
Exactly.
They're calling it Indigenous Peoples Day. Why?
Yeah.
What did Columbus do? He didn't do a damn thing. It's because of ignorance.
Well, the thing he did go kill Indians, okay? But he killed them because they were cannibals. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He went after the Indians that killed his own men and ate them. And cannibals were also going around to all the different Indian tribes, and they were harvesting the men and the children and killing them. And they enslaved the women to farm them to have more kids.
But see, here's the thing. That goes back to the same thing as slavery. It's too much work for people to research it and to know. So they're just going to believe the same garbage that's spewed out all over the news and social media. And then, you know, it happened on the internet, so it must be true. Oh, wow. Okay,
exactly.
This guy thinks because I said so.
Well, that's the problem nowadays. See, never before in history have we ever had to really research it on a general basis, because most of the time people had ethics and they were moral and they told the truth. But now you have these communist Marxist bastards that are teaching these kids slight truths and making it sound like America is the enemy in all respect. And that's why you got this generation of kids that are for communism, because they're teaching them that's a good thing. I've always told people, in theory, communism is actually a good thing. There's only one problem: humans.
Yeah, it looks good on paper.
Sure.
But when you go by doing it, that's where the problem is.
Go ahead.
There's enough houses in America for every single person or every family to have a place to live. It may not be the most elegant place, but it's still a place to lay your head. Now, do I believe that everyone should have a home? Yes, I do. Do I believe people should have food? Yes. And that's why part of Agenda 21 is the where they redistribute food and wealth and all that around the world. Cool.
Well, that's what they're saying,
Well, that's what it is. That's why they're saying.
No, you know what it actually is? It's actually killing off enough of the population so the elitists who have the money can live and survive. That's what it really is.
Yeah, but who's going to work?
It doesn't matter. They don't have to. They'll have enough people enslaved that they will be able to use them to grow their food and take care of them. And that's what they really, really want. These people are Satanists, man. These people couldn't care less. They have no morals, and they have no God. And therefore, they have no boundaries as far as good. So anything goes with them.
You can't tell anybody who's on the left that, because they'll tell you that that's a lie. But Beyonce's come out and said it. She's a Satanist. Lil Nas and all of these other people, they've come out and said it. They got proof that politicians are. But it's bury your head in the sand because, it's like I got into a discussion today with some jackass who said that not one city was burnt down in those riots last summer. I said, where have you been?
That's why there was a bunch of black people on TV crying because their businesses were burned down. And that was BLM that did it.
No, I know. And they said that I was being overdramatic by saying a majority of all businesses in Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Detroit, all of these cities were burnt down to the ground. And they were black-owned businesses. I said, did you not see it all over your communist media that showed you?
No, because they didn't show it.
Well, they did. They showed it all last summer. Remember the Summer of Love?
No, I mean on like the only ones that really showed it was Fox and some of the new broadcasting medias that are coming up now. A lot of the CNN, that's like that Chris Lemon guy. Oh, this is a peaceful protest, and then all of a sudden a firebomb went off. He goes, what did he say? He said something like, "Oh, it's just a fire going off or something," and he dismissed
Cuomo.
It.
Chris Cuomo said they were mostly peaceful. Well, mostly peaceful don't mean crap. It means that they set the FBI building on fire with agents inside.
Yeah, and they let them.
And the thing is, they want to keep harping on January 6th because that's all they've got. Look, I don't care.
Well,
if you went to D.C. on the 6th and you did what some of those jackasses did, you know what? You should be thrown in jail. I'm sorry.
Sure.
You should. Now, if you went to where Trump was at and all of the other the preachers and speakers and everybody else is at, that's fine. But what people fail to realize is in 1983, the BLM, the BLM's been around since the 80s. Actually, they've been around since before that. The head they have the Black Panthers and the new Black Panthers. And the new ones are just, they're no better than the BLM or Antifa. But the head of the BLM took actual explosives and blew up half the freaking Capitol building to kill Republicans.
Right.
And then Bill Clinton pardoned her. And now she works for the DNC.
Yeah, they're in charge.
But the thing is,
they don't
see that, because you know why? This generation wasn't born in the 80s. They're not going to know that.
Well,
and
not only that, but
that's why we do history.
Well, and not only that, but the people doing it do see it, okay? But the thing is, they don't care. They want communism, period. And they're going to do it any way they can. That January 6th, I believe that was a setup, but the people who did get to come in, they were allowed to come in by the police themselves. It was a setup.
Oh, yeah. General Milley is the one who put that together. He put it in his
book. We can definitely go on another topic on him.
Yeah, and so, but it was all a setup, and the same thing with that last one in D.C., and all the Trump supporters said, don't go to D.C., it's a trap, and hardly anybody showed up, and it, you know, the way I look at it,
yeah, that was
funny. I know, and I told everybody, do not go.
Yeah.
And there might have been a couple hundred people there, but a majority was the cops and the reserves.
Yeah, but I'll disagree with you on a certain amount, because some of that stuff that happened January 6th needed to happen. We need to wake up these politicians and say, you know what, enough's enough. It's time to stop.
True. True. But the only thing is, they labeled us as terrorists and this, that, and the other, and it's bullshit. You know.
No.
Oh, by the way, did you hear about the guy, the father in Loudoun County? His daughter was sexually assaulted by a transgender boy who was not transgender. He sexually assaulted his daughter in the girl's bathroom, and he went to the school board, and they arrested him. The father.
The father?
Causing a scene.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because he caused a scene. So
I've seen that,
apparently,
too.
Today, the parents of Loudoun County are now protesting and demanding the resignation of the school board. Because they knew that kid sexually assaulted somebody, another girl. And they just stuff it under the rug.
Well, it's going to take stuff like this, unfortunately, to wake people up on a grassroots basis to rise up and say enough's enough. I mean, how far is it going to take everybody to say enough is enough? And unfortunately, there's going to be casualties, just like war, because it is war. It's not only a physical war, but it's a spiritual war, too.
You see, and that's where we're at right now. We haven't got to the physical part yet. Right now, it's the spiritual,
yes, we have.
Emotional.
It's just one-sided right now.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, wow.
Well, here is my thoughts on this. The only reason we're not fighting back is because, number one, we work all the time to try and make ends meet, so we don't have time to do that stuff. The other thing is we've been brought up right. And we don't want to do that. We want to do it in a peaceful way. But here's the thing. In the revolutionary period, the same thing was going on. And unfortunately, blood is going to have to be spilled.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want it to. Been there, done that.
Either.
I don't want it to. But,
And on that, I just want to give a shout out to every veteran here. I'm not a veteran. I just want to say that. But I support you guys. I appreciate you guys, everything you've done. I know you've gone through hell and back. And all my respects to every one of you.
Thank you. And, you know, the whole 22 a day, it's gone up. We've lost a lot more than what they're even acknowledging. And you know what? Honestly, it's not just with veterans. It's with children, because of what they're being put through in school. And if your children are in public school, pull them out of public school right now.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
They don't have to be indoctrinated in this crap.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to. You know, I started my education degree, and I'm like, nope, I'm not. Once they started getting into the stuff that we had to teach, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. I'll get fired. I would get fired.
That's another thing that holds us back, too, is we are so accustomed to that paycheck every week that we're not brave enough to quit a job or walk out on a job to not receive that money and think we can just go and survive like we have. That's another thing that's holding us back. And I'll be honest with you, I feel the same way. And when I took it on faith, because like I said, I thought I was going to lose my job and not be able to come back that next Monday. But that's where God tested my faith. And I told myself, I said, well, I was actually talking to God, and I said, Lord, I said, it's in your hands. I'm going to trust you to do what you want done for me, okay? And that's when I pursued giving them this letter of exemption for religious practice, and it went through. And I could tell you story upon story of times that I couldn't believe what happened, but God has always provided for me.
Oh, without a doubt. We were running the risk of my son losing his job because of where he works. He works at a boys ranch. And they get funded by the state, and they're not requiring the vaccine. But they have to pass, you know, your inspections by whoever does the state. And we were worried about him losing his job, them failing an inspection. He works
right.
It's the day shift that screws it up. But I guess they passed. And he got a raise.
Okay.
So,
oh, no
I
kidding.
Mean,
amen to that.
Yeah, he got, I know. He's like, woo.
I know, right?
His boss is like, I had no idea you only made 13 or whatever an hour. He goes, okay, I'll give you $1 an hour raise. Okay. And that was it. So, but yeah,
well,
you got to put your faith in God. To be there to pay your bills, to get you through anything, and to get us through this mess.
Well, I tell you what, if anybody wants to learn more about the founding fathers, their faith, the legal ramifications and all that, the Constitution in a moral, ethical way, join wallbuilders.com with David Barton.
Okay.
He's been around for many, many years. I've known about him for at least 30, 40 years. And what he does at wallbuilders.com is he basically educates people on the Constitution, the perspectives that the founding fathers had in writing the Constitution and everything about the laws of the land. And, I mean, he has all the information about the founding fathers, the Congress, the Supreme Court, all that stuff. And it's very good. I recommend it to everybody.
Oh, cool.
So.
Yeah, that you know, we started dedicating one of our shows, like Mondays, to history, usually. And we kind of bounce around and do different things. Because the kids are not being taught history in school.
Oh,
or,
no,
well, they are.
Absolutely not.
But,
they're being taught a different history.
Yeah. I saw this one of those things, like I say Jesse Waters because I know he used to do it. I don't know, Waters World. I don't know if he still does it.
Uh-huh.
But there's another guy who goes out and does it. And he asked a bunch of college students, and he also asked middle school students. And they said that they didn't want to be taught about World War II because it was offensive to them and it was too traumatic. So they stopped teaching World War II.
in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've mentioned it, like, these kids don't know who the Mona Lisa is. They think she's fake. They think the Helen Keller never existed. They say there's no way someone could be blind and mute. They say the Holocaust wasn't real. I mean, this is how ignorant this generation is.
Well, it isn't. It isn't that they're ignorant. It's because they've been taught that way. So yeah, I guess in a way it is ignorant. Yeah.
Or lack thereof. And then a lot of these liberal universities, these kids. Oh my! I say kids. They could be in their early to mid 20s.
Right. Young adults.
They're just totally. They have no clue. No clue whatsoever.
No, they're useful puppets is what they are. And this all goes along with the Communist Manifesto. I mean, exactly word for word what they're doing. I mean, if you want to see what they're going to do next, just read the Communist Manifesto, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, I'm sorry. I know this is the first time I've been on. I hope I'm not angering anybody for taking over the talk show.
Oh, don't
Bobby,
worry about it.
Come on, Bobby, put some input.
Free beer. Free beer.
It's better than listening to Bobby all night.
Well, I hope I brought something refreshing. I don't know.
No. Don't see. I do Mondays, which is history, and we did like quizzes on history Monday, and then the medical shows on Tuesday, and then tonight's is current events or whatever, and then Saturday we've been doing missing and its children and adults, and it's hard because tonight's show is the only one that's kind of like whatever, and
right.
It's hard. It's hard doing four shows. And that's why I told Bobby, I said, someone's got to step up on Thursday night show to help out.
Right. Okay.
Because there's no program. It's just beyond, because when I start working, I'll be working 5 days a week, 9 to 5. So,
oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Well,
luckily
for me, I work around. I work 6 to 2:30 in the afternoon, get up at 4 a.m. But you know, Chris is actually the one who introduced me to you guys, and then I got to meet Bobby, and then a couple others. Chris had a barbecue up there and stuff, but like I said, I've always been
a big
history buff, and I'm. You know, I wasn't always spiritual, but there's some things that was set forth in my life that made me commit to God. And
good.
You know, I my base is on scripture for always.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's another thing to look at, too. When you look at current events, if you look at those things happening – and then you read scripture and Revelation, you know and see these things are supposed to happen to fulfill scripture. And I kind of like call myself a watch, you know, I'm a watchman on the wall, like they did in the Israel's time. Whenever they were rebuilding Israel, they put watchmen on the wall. So when the enemy came, they could alert the others. And that's what I feel God has put me and placed me, because he's opened my eyes. And he's kind of opened my eyes to these things that are happening to know that the scripture is being fulfilled.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, pay attention to the events for sure, man. All these things are definitely happening for a reason.
Yeah, they have to.
Yes.
They absolutely have to. And you can't force things along either, you know.
No.
Well, I say that, but like what they've been doing the last 18 months, they're forcing all of this. But you can't speed up because, you know, when God's ready, he'll, you know, do his thing, and that's it. And
well,
it's kind of like what we tell people, be prepared. for
Oh, absolutely.
Anything.
Yeah, God didn't put prepared. A shovel. God didn't put a shovel in your hand and expect a hole to be dug without you. You know,
yeah.
God uses everyone, and if you don't, if you do not allow the Lord to use you in such a way for His glory, he'll find somebody else. And the thing
is,
the more we do for God here, see, we can't get to heaven on good deeds, of course. It's only by Jesus Christ and His blood that we get to go. He's the only way. But
yep.
the thing is, the more we do for others, as He said, love one another, pray for your enemies. Okay? That gains you crowns in heaven. That gains you gifts that God's going to give you when we get to heaven. But you got to get there first.
Yeah. My joke, well, this has been a joke. It's an ongoing joke I've had. I said, look, I don't care if I get in the back 40 with a pup tent on a park bench. I don't care. I'm going. And
oh, absolutely.
I know I just use it as a joke, but people tend to get the idea of what I'm talking about. But
oh yeah,
you know,
especially if they know you.
Yeah, yeah. we all have our faults. We all have our faults. And listen, by the way, do not believe anybody in this group when they tell you I do not have 10 personalities.
Well, I tell you what. I'll
yes,
know the
does.
Difference because I
yes she does.
And now he
I
finally puts in.
I know, see? It's 7, not 10.
I love it, Bobby. Hey,
Bobby,
I will know. Hey, Kim, I will know if you have different personalities because I dated a girl that had over 100. And that's
well,
no
she
lie.
She only has 10. She only has 10.
Okay, well, you're good. You're good
it's
to go.
7.
You still got more to go.
It's 7, okay? I told my yeah, see, I know it's all a joke, but and I do push the limit on some of these. It's Cheryl, Carol, Sheila, what was it? Cheryl, Carol, shit. Oh, Sybil.
Uh-oh.
It was three lieutenants because I wonder why I'm directionally challenged. Yeah, and people are like,
I might be scared of that Sybil.
See, I do get into those moments where, you know what? And that's why I tell people it's either Sybil and Cheryl's the pyro. My dad, you know, he was a combat engineer, and so I like to.
Oh, don't say
so
that.
That's why I say Cheryl's. Huh?
I had somebody burn my house down who was the pyromaniac.
Oh shit! No, I don't set my house on fire. I just like bonfires and you know things like that.
Okay,
but
well,
I know we joke about it. we joke about it, and they're like, someone called me a Karen. I said, oh, no, Karen's dead. I shoved her in the trunk.
Well, I just put up a post. People think it's funny that I dig graveyards in the front yard for this season.
I tell my doctor that. She'll ask me, and I'm like, which, you know, and it – they questioned it a while ago about if I was bipolar and this, that, and the other. I'm not. I just have an unusual way of dealing with stress, and it's sarcasm.
Right. Right.
I have.
Hey,
no,
I like
no
it. My dad always had sarcasm.
My mom tells
but,
me I have too much.
See, I got at least 3, I know, me, myself, and I.
Yeah. Bobby, did you read what I put on Facebook? I don't know if you saw it or not about I might get banned for this, but I don't give a crap. Someone used, you know, all these stupid pronouns that people are using, they, them, and this, that, or the other. I said, look, you don't need a damn pronoun. It's male and female, he or she. Now, on the other hand, if you have multiple personalities, I guess you would be a they, them. Okay. But I draw the line there. And so I'm waiting for that to come about.
And
you got,
oh, have you?
You're wanting to be you're wanting to be thrown in Facebook jail, ain't you?
Oh, dude, I stay in fascist book jail. I've only been out for like I don't know 2 weeks. I spent five weeks in. I get tired of it.
Did you take it over? Did you?
Yeah, we have our own. We have our own. Our own cell block with us because we're always there.
Oh, I bet that's an interesting place.
Oh yeah.
If you guys want to look me up on Facebook, Robert Weathers, I'm the guy in the tricorn hat.
Okay.
So, friend me if you want.
Well, I will before I get banned again. But
all right. Just in time.
It's pretty sad.
Just in the nick of time.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, but. Oh shit! I just forgot. Damn it! I forgot what I was gonna say. It was something. So Facebook just sent me a notification. They removed one of my posts. And they said it was misinformation about the virus.
Of course.
This post was posted. Oh no, it was posted years and years ago. And
oh really?
This is what I don't know. The typing was so small, but I forgot what it was. It says there's this dangerous, deadly virus going around. It's called WORK, and I forgot what each letter stood for. And it says, if you find yourself in this situation, go to your nearest bar, and I forgot what B-A-R, what it came out to be. And it says, and take in as much beer as possible. And it spells out B-E-E-R with different words for all of that. They said that was misinformation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, and that's why I posted that freaking complete moron, because that's a damn thing that had nothing to do with COVID.
This might sound funny, but I really think it's true. I think China's taken over Facebook for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah.
So, Bobby, you still hanging around? Are you just, you know, sitting back and...
Yeah, how many people are on here anyway?
I'm here. Bobby's drunk and passed out.
There's a total of five of us on right now. Well, with Kim, that's 15, and Lorna, that's 16.
Hey, the more the merrier.
I know. Yeah, I'm like a box of chocolates. You never know which personality you're going to get.
That's all right. We'll love them all.
I need to get a shirt with that on there because that's freaking, yeah.
Yeah,
I like Ashley. Every Ashley I've known has been very mean.
Huh?
I said, just don't be an Ashley. Every Ashley I've ever known has been mean.
Well, like I said, I'm kind of scared of Sybil because she was the original one that had personalities in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, and Lizzie. That was the other one, Lizzie. Lizzie Borden gave her mother 40 whacks.
Yeah.
So what she had done, she gave her father 41. Yeah, she's the other one. I think Sybil was a sociopath. I really
was
do.
She? Yeah.
I know Lizzie was. Lizzie Borden was straight up. Yeah.
She was diverse. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I joke about all of this stuff. We joke about it, you know, but people with multiple personalities don't know they have multiple personalities. And
oh, I know.
You have blackout. And so that's why I say that I don't have them. I have multiple characteristics. How about that? You can figure out which one it is.
Maybe that's why I don't remember my past.
Well, not joking here. Like I said, I did date a girl that had over 100 personalities, and I'll tell you why. She also had two other sisters. One, two of them were married, and I was dating that one.
And I come to find out why they had those personalities, because their mom and dad used them in satanic rituals. They would strap them down over graves naked and conjure up spirits. They would set them in the rooms with their family, other family members, to have sex with each other. Okay, this stuff is real. and these, yeah, you could see it when they changed personalities, and whenever it came out where we was aware of it, really weird things started happening big time, man. So needless to say, I just kind of went on my way.
Yeah, no, you could tell when someone does. And usually, and the way it works is anytime a traumatic event happens to a person
yes.
that's so bad they can't cope, that's
yes.
when your mind splits off, and that's when you have a personality. And when people
Absolutely.
Do, when they call it dissociative identity disorder, that personality will come out, and your natural personality will go back to the recesses of your mind until the situation is under control, and then you come back, and that's why they have blocks of memory loss. But yeah, Lizzie Borden was a sociopath with daddy issues.
Yes,
I had to look it up. I'm like the research thing; I just have to look it up. If I hear something, I'm gonna look it up and say, "Is that real?" Yeah.
You just wanted to know how to deal with it.
Yep. So I can use it. That's just it.
Hey, just remind me if you ever meet up with me, don't take any of my tomahawks.
Nah.
No, I'm kidding. But that leads to this other, that's kind of good segue really, but that's what's wrong with these liberals and these leftists. In scripture, it says they will have scales put over their eyes. Other scripture also says they will be left to their own desires. And
yeah,
that's just the thing. This generation now, ever since the 60s, has been sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and they've been taking God out of everything. And when you take God out of everything, it's going to lead to, like, in Noah's day. And that's other scripture
oh, yeah.
in Timothy, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what we're seeing is these people, these leftists and liberals, don't realize what is really happening and what they're actually doing, because they don't understand it. And that's where, as far as me concerned, you know, I don't know about you guys, but that's where God has placed me. I'm a biker by heart, and I ride a 2003 Fat Boy, at least I did until my battery went dead. But I ride for a motorcycle ministry, and I've seen hardcore bikers, man, just get up and cry when God has touched their heart. You know, and then they change their ways. And I know God is still being patient and still waiting for everyone to repent and come to him, because he doesn't want to lose one.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And that's the important thing, is you got to turn from your ways and the way you used to be. I mean,
absolutely.
You're not going to go to church, get saved, and then still go out, you know, doing all the horrible things you did before. I mean,
that's right.
The point, you know.
You know, and if you can't do it on your own, get help. You know, I'll be honest with you guys. I know there's only, now Bobby said that there's only five of us, I'm going to give you a little testimony here. I used to do a lot of drugs. You know, I grew up in the age of the 70s. I was born in 65, grew up in the 70s and 80s, and it was nothing but drugs around here. So I was a part of it, and one thing led to another. I started smoking weed, started dealing weed. Then I started getting into the cocaine. I started dealing cocaine. And I got to the point where I had nothing. I was using it all.
And it was like, I was looking at my life when I was 20-something years old, and I said, what the heck am I doing? And I got depressed. So I tried to kill myself a couple times. And then the next thing I know, I stabbed my uncle, who I loved dearly. Because I loved that part of my family because I was raised with them. I grew up with them. And because I did that, side of the family has left me alone because of what I did to their dad. And I've been paying for that ever since, you know. But here's the thing. My mom and my grandma prayed for me every night. I know they did. They prayed for me every night, and I was listed as schizophrenic, paranoia, drug-induced. And I came out of it, and I've been clean for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
You know? So I know firsthand what it is to be depressed. I know firsthand what it means to do drugs. I know firsthand about, you know, the biker lifestyle. I was raised in with bikers, you know. That was my friends when I was growing up. And, you know, again, everything has its purpose. God placed me, of course, in the right place at the right time because now I'm able to help people in them situations.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my testimony, and I'm sticking to it. But I was going to go in the Marines, though, too. But the sergeant.
Oh, I did it. Yeah.
Well, I was going to go in the Marines, and I went into the recruiting office, and the sergeant was sitting there, and it was actually the night before I was going to go over to St. Louis for physical.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He asked me one question. He goes, when's the last time you did any drugs? And I just kind of snickered with red eyes, and I said, well, I just smoked a joint about 2 months ago. He got so mad. He gets up. He goes, get your ass out of here. I don't want to hear it. He says, I'm not laying my stripes on the line for your ass until you get back and clean or come back clean. He says, you just leave now and come back clean. So I never went back. That was probably in the 80s. I probably would have went to Granada, but that wouldn't have been anything anyway.
I was in 07, and I went through hell trying to get in.
Did you?
So.
Well, like I said, I might not have joined the military, but I wanted to. But I do support y'all and. Being a Christian, being where I came from, if anybody ever needs anything or needs any help with anything or just to talk to, don't be afraid to ask.
Well, very good.
So, and I'm still growing. Just kind of outward now.
Yeah, you grow out.
And if you look at my pictures on Facebook, you'll understand because I look like Santa Claus. So all the kids call me Santa all the time.
Ah. So, Lorna or Bobby, have you got anything else?
No.
Lorna's
napping.
Still asleep.
I did not. I'm awake.
Well, glad to meet you, Lorna.
Okay. Nice to meet you, too.
Absolutely.
Don't believe her. Don't believe her.
Shut up, Bobby.
She's talking in her sleep.
Uh-oh.
I am not sleeping.
Is she sleepwalking, too, Bobby, or can you see that?
Yeah, she does that. Of course I see that.
Right.
She's in my backyard.
Well,
Wow, how far did you walk?
He put me in his freaking doghouse.
Oh, man. Too much. Well, hey, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and get off here. I got to get up at 4 a.m., so y'all have a great night. Be blessed, and just like I said, man, focus on the Lord and have that peace and calm in your life.
Yes, will you do. Too, and thank you for jumping on here with us.
Absolutely, Bobby. Appreciate it. All right, y'all. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, brother.
Good night.
At least you're not like your brother, and you're going getting off later. He's going to turn into a pumpkin if he stays up too late.
Hey, I'm a lot older than him, man. I used to party till 4 o'clock in the morning and further. I could tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell you them. I could tell you them stories too.
I remember them days.
She's full of it, though, because she's full of it because she's always in bed by 8 o'clock.
She was in bed at 8 o'clock my time, and then now she's in bed 8 o'clock South Carolina time. I know.
Uh-huh.
It screwed me up bad.
You got another 3 hours to stay up.
Ain't happening.
All right. Well, y'all have a good one.
Good night.
You too.
Good night.
I'm pissing my dog off. I play with her paws. She freaking hates that. And if you just gently blow on her face, I mean, just like a little blow. She doesn't do anything to me, but she gets that little jumpy, snippy shit with Pat. And, but I need to cut her nails because she's got these eagle talons. And she won't let me cut them. And so I didn't grab it hard, but I just put her paw in my hand and was looking at her nail, and she's like, "Ugh." I'm like, excuse you? I was looking at the dog and said, "Who are you gurring at?"
They did Ralph's nails when he was knocked out today.
Well, we don't have concrete. I mean, we don't have enough concrete for them to, because if they have a lot of concrete and they go for walks and stuff, and that will naturally grind down their nails. But we don't have that, and we have all carpet. So, and linoleum, so we don't, I mean, they can't, if I take her to a groomer, I'm going to have to get a muzzle and put on her.
Well, I'm a little nervous about walking him here because he don't like big dogs, and there's a big German Shepherd down the road, and there's another big whatever it is down the road, so I don't want to cause conflict among the dogs.
Yeah. Mine are good, except when it's like at home, they protect the house. And that's why they growl at everything that walks by. Same thing with the vehicle. Whatever vehicle you're in with them, they protect you in that vehicle. Now, if we're at a dog park, they're fine. It's because it's neutral territory. And so that's what we have to deal with her. So
right,
whatever, pain in the ass. But oh, I'm tired.
Well, news break: former President Clinton admitted to the hospital.
Huh?
I just had a flash across my phone that Clinton got admitted to the hospital. He might be getting Clintonized.
Clinton-sided?
Yeah.
Who did, Bill or Hillary?
Bill.
Oh. He'll probably die of COVID.
Good. Probably.
Yeah, they. Howie Mandel got brought to the hospital. He's been hospitalized. I'm like, oh. I don't really want to see anybody sick or die. Yeah, I don't, but apparently he's got insulin problems or sugar problems, and he was really sick, I guess, because he's dehydrated and he passed out and fell right there on the show that he does. And just wait, the Queen, 95 years old, using a cane again, and watch. They'll say she died of COVID. She's not dead yet, but she ain't looking too perky. And
who's that?
What's his face? The Queen.
Oh.
Yeah, she's 95. But what's his face? They're the child diddler. What the hell is who's his? What the hell's his name? Oh, you guys know who I'm talking about. Crap, the old guy. He's one of the, I don't know what he is. A duke or prince or, yeah, it might be a prince. Not Prince Charles, but the other one, Prince Andrew. Supposedly, I saw a video that said she'll be dead by the 18th and he'll be dead by the 22nd. So I'm going to count down the days and see if it's true. But she doesn't look good, though. She's looking rough. So, but, oh, excuse me, I'm all done. I'm so tired. My back's killing me. It hurts when I get up and I walk, but my spine's twisted and there's not a damn thing I can do about it except wear a back brace. But... So, Bobby, if you
want
to end the show a little early, you can. I mean, if no one has anything else.
Yeah, we covered pretty much about just about everything. It was another great
anything
show.
Anything and everything.
Yeah.
Saturday, we'll continue on with our missing and exploited children and adults.
Awesome.
And figure out who else to go. We're not going to. I mean, there's 35 or 40 more names to cover, and then we'll start looking for other places for them. I might check out the Walmart billboards and if they do.
Right.
So, but.
All right. Well, thank you again, everybody that has participated tonight. Even you, Lorna, sleeping. God bless America. God bless our first responders, our children, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
And Lorna.
Good night.
Yeah, you need it.
I know.